This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Cleveland Cavaliers are 4-0.
How beautiful 4-0, was baby. That yesterday?
4-0.
How great was that?
That was the cat's ass yesterday. How about Darius Garland?
In that place? Are you kidding me?
Woo, doggies. Do you like, is Kenny Atkinson fixed everything that was wrong with J.B. Bickerstaff? 216-474-0092.
It's funny that, forever, my entire life, Madison Square Garden, but my entire life, it's a bunch of guys going off at Madison Square Garden that aren't on the Knicks. My entire life, it's been every player on every team has a once-in-a-lifetime show. They're on Broadway. And, like, man, you guys build up Madison Square Garden. And yet, it seems
so
to be
weird.
The easiest place to
light
up.
Yeah, like, every player, like, that's one of the things. Like, I made such a big deal about Yankee Stadium. And I still believe it. And I got mad. Like, the lights are bright. And they play that music after they score a run. Like, dun, 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 dun. It's, like, so annoying. And by the way, Dodgers up 3-0 in that series.
It's over. Yeah.
Which, by the way, the Yankees are going to find a way to put the boots to me again. Can I say this real quick?
Go ahead.
Real quick, right turn. I wanted to go to Sandusky Perkins High School. Those fine folks have been asking for 3 years for us to go out there for game of the week. At least 3 years, right? Can't go out there if this is not a six-game series. I will not have time to get out to Sandusky, get Perkins,
come back. So you need the Yankees to win.
The Yankees got to win. They got to get it to six games. They got to get it to six. So they got to win two games and make this a six-game series, at least. So they're going to have to do
something.
Rooting
for the Yankees now.
So Aaron Judge actually has to be able to put a bat on the ball?
If you're listening on the free Odyssey app and you're a Perkins Pirates fan, I'm sorry, folks. You better root for the Yankees because it's my decision where to go for the game of the week in the playoffs, and I want to come out and see you. I can't come out and see you if they don't play game six. There's not a chance in hell I'm going to be able to go out there and come back in time, and you ain't getting me up in no helicopter, so don't even think about it. It's got to be on the ground, folks. It ain't going to happen any other way.
I'm just amazed that Sandusky was in the Cleveland DMA and not the Toledo DMA.
You know what?
Explain,
we fought for that years ago. There was bloodshed.
That's what 1812 was about?
That's what it was.
Wow.
They set the White House on fire. They said, hey, we're sorry. You guys can. Oh, Cleveland can have the Sandusky DMA.
It's the playoffs. Can they not get you a cigar boat that you just
zoom out there? I'm not running illegal booze here. I'm covering high school football.
It's the same thing in my book.
I'm on a high. I'm all highway, friend, and you ain't getting me on no boat. Not in October. No. Seas can be too choppy.
November.
No, if you think I'm getting on a Great Lake in November, Owen, you are a crazy person. For all you who don't know your history, find your history. Anywho, back to the Cavs because they're 4-0. They're fantastic. Yeah, there was always one thing that bothered me is that like. Oh, Madison Square Garden. And I was bothered because they seem to be thinking the lights were too bright 2 years ago. And it's like, well, other great players have great. I mean, Michael Jordan was amazing at MSG. And there's been plenty of other opposing players, not nearly with the name of Michael Jordan, all-stars and such, who have had tremendous games as opposing players.
And now we can add Darius to the list.
He had 34 last night on 12 and 19. He was 5 of 8 from long range. He knocked it down many times over. And your Cleveland Cavaliers are 4-0, and this is a great start to the season, folks. Kenny Atkinson, man.
Well, and yesterday
the honeymoon ain't over. They love him.
Well, yesterday was more fun because it looked like the same old, same old. You know, what? Midway through in the third quarter, it looked like, oh, yeah, it's the Knicks. We don't have answers for the Knicks. That was a great start to the season we had. But, you know, there's something about us and the Knicks, this physical team, even though they're not the same team. I mean, they are definitely a different team, and they're in a feeling out process. They have a rough start to the season. They got blown out against the Celtics. They're, you know, not their fans are in panic mode already. They're wondering if they should have traded DiVincenzo, whether that made sense at all. They have not shot the ball well. Brunson was not good. Like they're in their own little panic mode. But we fought back. We battled back in a big way. We started getting out in transition. And Darius Garland, I mean, he didn't care. Josh Hart was trying to guard him. He was getting right by him. It was a confident stroke. He was stepping into shots that, you know, I got to be honest, like when I see Darius starting to take some of those, I'm like, oh, here comes the air ball. Here comes, this one's going to hit only the net, nothing else. And no, he was dialed in. He was awesome. It was awesome to see last night.
So what do I take away already through a week of basketball? What can I take out of this?
I think their biggest advantage is something that I think some of us were a little worried about, and just running it back is also their big advantage in the regular season.
Yeah.
Like they are the team that's played together. Those Knicks guys, they have no idea. They're figured out their offense. Like they're going to be a different team by the end of the year, for better or for worse.
Yeah, they're going to go through it.
But the Cavs, we have our team and we just have a new voice. But I, you know, they try to get run out in transition. They're obviously, I don't like people have made a big deal about their sets. I mean, there's like six sets in the NBA. I don't think that's a huge difference from Kenny.
Can we get some nitty gritty basketball?
They're using Evan Mobley as a screener.
Power rank the sets.
They used Evan Mobley as a screener plenty last year under J.B. Bickerstaff. I don't notice the huge difference there. What I do notice is that there seems to be more of a confidence. Anybody can shoot the ball at any time. And Dean Wade has been, but defensively, I thought, even though he struggled a bit, they had a really, really bad in the second quarter. Him and Okoro and Ty Jerome, there were some bad lineups there. But they shook out of it. And the only thing with Atkinson I notice definitively right now is it seems like guys are shooting the ball with more confidence. Like they're meaning that's not, hey, oh, they're making them, so they're shooting with more confidence. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is I'm seeing guys step into shots that I think they might pass up under Bickerstaff. And so by the end of the year, it's like, all right, well, the right guys better be shooting fine. But right now it looks like they have equal opportunity in that offense. Like there's been, you know, there's a game where Donovan Mitchell didn't care that he barely took any shots. You know, that might not have happened last year. Mm. They seem to be very, very open to the thought of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moving the basketball, and today could be your game. Today could be my game.
Why is that? Just early season stuff?
I think there's more trust.
A commitment? Oh,
plus,
trust.
It's early.
Okay.
I mean, it's early, certainly. And again, they have chemistry that other teams will
not
have.
Yeah, I'm fine to hear that. Don't get me wrong. But no, I think you're right. I mean, with the Knicks, you know, they made trades in that offense. I mean, we've been a part of that before where you make trades and it's like, all right, this first half of the season, some things are going to have to work out here. And things are going to have to get figured out. I mean, Mikal Bridges playing within their offense and things like that. Like, it's going to take some time to get everybody acclimated to the way Jalen Brunson wants to run things. But to watch them go out to 4-0, and I think that some people maybe were overrating the Kenny Atkinson change just a little bit. But, I mean, you hire the guy for a reason, and that's to see that's to streamline this. So I think Kenny Atkinson already, I mean, you're 4-0, so Kenny Atkinson has done a fine job. When's the first real test? Is it Milwaukee or is it
Orlando? Maybe it's Orlando. Last night was definitely supposed to be.
Do you think that was a real test? Because I can look at it and go, well, the Knicks are figuring some things out. You think Orlando maybe on Friday?
It's a real test because still.
Lakers are coming to town tomorrow.
Yeah, and
with LeBron.
Milwaukee's in shambles right now.
Yeah, that's why we kind of crossed them out.
Paolo, he went off for 50 last night. They are a test, absolutely.
Okay.
And, you know, you had a war with them.
So is that the first test?
And they want that one. Yes, think about it. Orlando wants that one in a huge way because they felt like they should have won the series. They were up. Remember, they were up big in the first half of Game 7 in your place.
Yeah, they
will be ready for that one. And I love it. I mean, I absolutely love that. The Lakers game is going to be big, too. Lakers lost last night. And, you know, both of you, both teams get an off day. And then it's the whole LeBron show, you know, back in town. Could be for the final time, right?
Brian's going to take the floor, right?
I imagine. I imagine that would be part of it.
How long do they keep that going?
until they can get him down to the G League?
Well, that's kind of what I mean. How long do they leave him up here before they can get him down
to the G League? No, he needs development. He'll be down in the G League as soon as humanly possible. When's the league? When does it start?
I have no idea.
Beginning of December. I'll have to look when the games actually start.
I have zero clue when the G League actually starts. None. So your guess is as good as mine. So they'll send him down there, and that'll be... So we'll definitely get to see Bronny at some point, right? Maybe a couple of minutes tomorrow?
Yeah. That'll be the same, probably what they did. That'll be a cool moment for them. I know it's a staged and fabricated Nepo baby moment for a lot of the critics. I don't know. I thought it was cool. I thought it was fun for LeBron.
They left him out there for 18 minutes. He was out there for 2 minutes in the game. I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
We didn't even mention it. I know
G League games next week, guys.
Yeah. If you are focused on just winning, I guess you could take it the wrong way. I think that LeBron, the Lakers, they are just happy LeBron is with them. He won them their bubble title, and you can put any asterisk next to you want, but I think Jeannie Buss is saying, you know what, you came here, we've been wanting you for 20 years, you came here, you won us a title, even though it was a bubble title, and now it's just his franchise, and they're willing to acquiesce to anything he wants, drafting his son, making his son a player for the team. And that, to me, it's like, I've never seen such power. I've never seen such power. And you notice if you hear some of LeBron's like post-game comments, like when he talked about like, man, me in this league, I've done so many things within this league. Like, there's a lot of like, yeah, I've done a lot of things to carry your torch for you, and now you're going to carry mine for a minute here at the end of my career. Because it could be over at the end of this year. He could walk away from the end of this year. And he knows the moment he walks away, that's when his son, I mean, I'm sad to say it. I'm not basking in the fun of this. That's probably when his son just stays in the G League. And
because he's not good enough. I mean, he's definitely not good enough right now. But that's why I'm wondering, is tomorrow the last time you see LeBron? And that's why it's so cool.
I think you always have to take that possibility.
You are 4-0, and the Lakers are coming in, and it's going to be a great... So you asked about tests. I mean, I thought last night was a test. Mm. I mean, you were down midway through the third and battled back against a Knicks team that you still... I mean, remember last year when they, towards the end of the regular season... They came in and kind of took it to us. So it's always a test when you play the Knicks, even if they have some unrest there with their roster. The Lakers is going to be a test. Orlando's going to be a test. And Milwaukee, I guess, just by reputation, is supposed to be. I don't know. They look lost. I don't know. What are they going to fire their coach again?
They're going to fire another coach here in the early part of the season? When do they come? No, they're at Milwaukee, and then they're here, right?
Yeah.
They're here on Monday. Hey, remember the last time they came here, they fired a coach after.
Yeah, right.
So maybe that'll be the possibility for you. Yeah, but it's obviously, I mean, a 4-0 start to the season is fantastic. 216-474-0092, about last night coming up here in just a few moments. There is something I'm going to want to get to later on tonight, or later on this morning. And some of the stadium stuff. I know Daryl's not with us today. He was with us yesterday. And yesterday was a emotional show, a big show for a multitude of reasons. The Browns win, and obviously the passing of the great Jimmy Donovan. But you know, Daryl has been, you guys got to read some of this stuff. I mean, Daryl has been as strong and strident as possible on this stadium stuff here. And I'm kind of, you're going to have to probably take me to this if you want to. I'm kind of holding it in on certain factors about the stadium stuff. Like I saw from, Neotrans, the possibility of a domed stadium on the lakefront. Mm-hmm. And that's a 12-year plan.
Yeah, it's called a pipe dream. You call it a 12-year plan, I'll say pipe dream. Hey, no,
hold on.
Not going to happen.
Wait, what are we trying to say, Tom? Are you trying to say they did too little too late on purpose?
I think the Haslams, if it was down to that's your only option, I think the Haslams would move the team out of the region before
Whoa, 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 wait a minute.
That's the likelihood. Yeah. That's how
reckless speculation.
That's how high a percentage I think there's a chance of a dome at Burke Lakefront Airport.
It's called a pipe dream.
We'll call it Pipe Dream Stadium.
Yeah.
Hey,
if they pull it off. By that time, what are you going to be doing in 12 years?
12 years?
Where are you going to be?
Oh, my gosh. I will be 50. Oh, my God. That is terrifying. I didn't think about that.
How many current season ticket holders will be dead by then?
216-474-0092. Yeah. Greater or less than 10,000.
We'll get your reaction on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.